You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
McDonald's is facing a class action lawsuit over its McRib sandwich.
What?
Plaintiffs claim McDonald's is full of baloney and misleading its customers by marketing the McRib as containing real pork rib meat. A lawsuit filed in the Northern District of Illinois says the ingredients of the sandwich are reconstructed pork composed of parts like shoulder, heart, and scalded stomach. A McDonald's spokesperson told The Independent that the McRib does not use hearts or scalded stomach, and that its only ingredients are 100% boneless pork, barbecue sauce, onions, and pickles. The sandwich has been a popular on-again, off-again favorite since it was introduced in 1982. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Say it ain't so, Ted. Say it ain't so.
Seems to be a difference of opinion there about what is actually in the McRib. All right, I'm going to give you a little quiz, John.
All right.
I'm going to go back 140
years
ago today.
He's got. I failed the first one. He asked me. All right, let's
140
go.
Years ago today, okay. 1886.
Okay.
What was the big booming town in Sedgwick County?
In Sedgwick County in 1886.
Mm-hmm.
You got to assume. Actually, no, you're tricking me here. I'm not going to say Wichita. Okay. I'm going to say Hayesville.
Colwich.
Oh, okay.
The booming town of Colwich.
Colwich.
Within 6 weeks prior, there was no Colwich.
Okay.
Nothing. And within a month and a half, they had 27 buildings put up.
Really?
Why? Because the train tracks made it to the city.
Oh, okay.
There was the growth. The Wichita and Colorado Railroad reached Colwich 140 years ago today. 20 houses built in the past month.
Okay.
And so Colwich was the big booming town because the railroad had arrived.
I thought maybe the cattle were going through Hayesville. So maybe
that was a good guess. 140 years ago today. All right.
Okay.
Let's check in with the commodities update. And here he is. Great information as always. It's Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted and John.
All right, Tom, I got the question of the day for you.
Okay.
All right. We were just discussing it. So how many lean hogs does it take to make a McRib? Since that was the question we had about the McRib, there's your question.
I tell you what, I've never been a McRib fan, but after hearing those comments of being accused of, I definitely don't think I want to eat one. Scalded stomach. My goodness.
Well, I mean, Tom, McDonald's puts that on the menu, and then they take it off, and they keep doing that, and I would expect that would affect the commodities market.
There you go.
It really has not. I don't think the McRib sandwich has had any effect on our lean hog futures.
Okay. All right. Well, I learned something new.
I'm telling you, that's the McRib that's affecting the commodities reports. I'm telling you.
Yeah, Tom, I'm with you. I'm not interested in that as my meal.
I'm not either, and I'm going to tell you what. Somebody is either going to be in trouble for filing a lawsuit that has no basis to it, or McDonald's is in trouble for what they're feeding people.
It's a conspiracy.
I'm sure McDonald's
they're trying to impact the commodities market.
I'm sure they have the appropriate legal team to make sure this all works out. All right.
Yeah, we have to keep in tune on this and watch what happens.
Right, right. Coming up on 6:49 with Ted and John here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Tips to help you follow up on these resolutions. I can't even read it, much less figure it out. That's why he's here to help me sort through my life.
Help you follow up.
It is the Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP, live in studio. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, you too. Wit and... Woodward and Witt. It's going to take me a while.
That's okay. It's taking us a while.
Steve and Ted, you know, it's been a long time. It's been 22 years, you know.
Oh, no.
Well, you know, the best advice that I've heard for sticking to New Year's resolution is to build a system. Not just promise yourself, because willpower fades, life gets busy, and enthusiasm comes and goes. Systems endure. Automate whenever you can, reasonably. savings deposits, investment contributions, debt payments, charitable giving, and portfolio monitoring. Put as much as possible on autopilot. Then simply schedule periodic check-ins, which is critical, to make sure that everything still aligns with your goals. Now, this dramatically lowers the risk of drift, missed opportunities, a big one, emotional changes, and avoidable mistakes. Use smart tools, including AI, where appropriate, to simplify organization, planning, reminders, and administrative work. Reducing friction increases consistency. Stay diversified, and when possible, look for multiple uncorrelated sources of income and investment growth. Resilience tends to come from preparation, not reaction. Finally, do not overlook your health as part of your financial plan. Protecting your body, your mind, and your energy is one of the greatest returns and on investments available. Without health, you may need significantly more financial resources and may have less ability to create them. And even great wealth is difficult to enjoy if you're not well enough to live fully. In short, if you automate wisely, monitor periodically, diversify intentionally, use technology thoughtfully, and take care of yourself, you'll have a fighting chance of sticking to them. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
I could barely get that all written down. That's a lot of tips.
Well, I saw you writing feverishly over here. So. Well, you know what?
I was making out my will.
Yeah, if you had some sort of if you had some sort of AI technology recording this, it would have just put it into a nice little executive summary for you.
See, but I'm not even savvy enough to do that.
Well, you don't have. You know what's amazing, Ted?
Yes.
Is you don't have to be that savvy to use AI. It's already savvy.
Tell AI to do it. It'll do it for you.
Yeah.
Well, of course. Thank goodness technology is inventing something to take over my life. Boy, I need it.
Well, it's a conundrum because, you know, AI uses up so many resources to work, but darn, it's great. I mean, I just have embraced it whole hog.
You do have to remember to check it, though.
Yes.
I had a meeting yesterday, and I got done with the meeting, and all of a sudden I got an email from Google that was Gemini taking notes and giving me the notes from the meeting, and they were off. It just didn't make any sense. It was like it knew words but didn't know how they fit together.
Yeah.
And so it was just
garbage. Well, you know, some for example, we use one for note taking, but it is specifically for the financial services industry. So it knows our lingo, it knows what we're talking about, it creates workflows, you know, after the meeting saying, "Hey, we need to open an account," and it sends it over here, and so it's specific to it, so it understands it. But you are 1,000% right with that, if that's possible. Not the 1,000%, not that you'd be right. But you have to double check it. You have to make sure you go through it and edit it and make sure it works okay. But it's pretty amazing.
Or just pay attention during the meeting.
And
and don't rely on
what's the point of that? That's no fun.
That's no fun. Yeah, I usually just sleep through them.
By the way, you just feel free to leave the pup and pick him up when you come tomorrow.
Okay.
So,
Huck is a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah, no, you just leave Huck and you just pick him up.
Knows that there's FRISBEE coming up after this. We go out into the acreage out there and we throw the frisbee for a bit.
Well, and he heard the word.
That's his love.
Heard the word.
Frisbee.
And it's
frisbee.
Look at the ears go up. Look at the ears go up. Heard the word frisbee.
And with this wonderful January weather.
What's going on, man? This is weird as can be.
That's okay.
To have records on Christmas Day, I mean, I'm digging the warmth, but my goodness. That's crazy.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms. For more.
That's right. Tomorrow it's 64
and then Thursday and Friday showers. Another 23, 24 degree drop.
It's Kansas. Yeah. Give it a day.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, but these are records. These are different. But anyway, it's like you said, if you don't like the weather, wait an hour.
Yep. Yep. That's Kansas.
All right. It was good to see Huck the dog on a Tuesday. I guess it's good to see you, Don, on a Tuesday.
Yeah, no, it's understandable. Most people think Huck is more exciting than I am, so that's okay. I can handle it. Replaced by AI and a dog, so
yeah, well,
that's fine.
That's the way it works. Hey, yeah. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for the tips, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
We'll see you tomorrow.
There he goes. That is the Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP, every weekday morning right here with Steve and Ted with Ted and John on KNSS.
That's okay.
It is 6:55 here on KNSS, and we have a big 7 o'clock hour on the way. That does include we'll talk about Congress wanting to know more about the military operation in Venezuela. KNSS News Time is 6:55.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.